Walmart is my least favorite store on earth. The lighting ghosts my face, the music is nauseating, and all their products remind me of little children bent over their work, thinking themselves lucky that they have this 14 hours a day job that teases their tiny bellies with not enough food. It's easy to forget all that when you look at the cheaper price tag for the backyard grill, or the toys, or the cool tween clothes. Right before we entered the courtroom to put him in jail for what he did to her, my 13-year-old daughter gathered us together and said, "Once this is over and we walk out of here, I do not want to talk about this ever again." She made us promise, all of us. When it was over, she wanted to go to Walmart for school supplies. We walked around upbeat and beat down, picking out paper, notebooks, pencils, and pens. Will she do the screaming through her hand? And the book bag. Do they even make one big enough to carry what she carries? Attention, Walmart shoppers. There's a 13-year-old girl who has lived to tell the tale, but won't. I pretended with a straight face she wasn't rotting away in solitary right next to me, while we mechanically put things in the cart, threw in a People magazine, and how about gum? You want some gum? Checked out and drove home.